Justice in the Golden Age. According to our prophet, may Allah grant him peace and bless him, before the Golden Age, a great degeneration and injustice will prevail in society. Theft and fraud will grow, people will not seek to meet the needs of the needy, and only a small group of people will enjoy the benefits of affluence. But during the Golden Age, when the Quran's morality will prevail, every stranger will benefit acutely from justice, security and peace. In such a secure environment, people will not commit any form of fraud, wickedness and unlawful acts. The following sayings are only a few that describe the justice unique to the end times. Earth will be filled with equity and justice, just as it was previously filled with oppression and tyranny. Abu Dawud. There will be no injustice or oppression under his, the Mahdi's rule. Ad-Dani. The earth fills with justice, Imam Rabbani. He, the Mahdi, will distribute wealth evenly among people. His justice will permeate everywhere. Earth, replete with violence and weakness, will overflow with justice upon his arrival. During the time of Mahdi, justice will prevail to such an extent that every possession taken by force will be returned to his owner. Furthermore, some other person's thing, even if it rests within one's teeth, will be given back to its owner. Security will permeate all over earth, and even a few ladies will be able to fulfill their Hajj without the company of men. Allah commands justice. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. O you who believe, be upholders of justice, bearing witness for Allah alone, even against yourselves or your parents and relatives. Whether they are rich or poor, Allah is well able to look after them. Do not follow your own desires and deviate from the truth. If you twist or turn away, Allah is aware of what you do. Surat An-Nisa 135. As this verse maintains, Allah commands the believers to be just under all circumstances. For this reason, when the Quran's morality prevails, they will exercise justice in its true sense. Their system will ensure that all people take advantage of all benefits and will receive what they request, and that everyone will be protected and guarded. For this reason, people will no longer have an attitude that does not comply with the Quran's morality, and injustice and violence will disappear completely. In the Golden Age, people will comply scrupulously with each Quranic verse and thereby bring about the paradise-like environment of peace and security. One of the most telling attributes of a Muslim living in such an environment is his or her commitment to uphold justice under all circumstances, provide justice to others, and never to swerve from it. In such a society, the believers will maintain justice at every instant of life. No one will be allowed to live in misery or be subjected to injustice, for all people will receive a just recompense for their work, and no one will need to suffer to make ends meet. Everyone will be asked to accomplish things in line with his or her own ability and will be provided with all kinds of opportunities. Allah commands his believing servants to rule with justice. Some of the related verses are as follows. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. Allah commands justice, doing good and giving to relatives, and he forbids indecency, doing wrong and tyranny. He warns you so that hopefully you will be pay heed. Surat An-Nahl 90. Allah commands you to return to their owners the things that you hold on trust, and when you judge between people, to judge with justice. How excellent is what Allah exhorts you to do. Allah is all-hearing, all-seeing. Surat An-Nisa 58. Among those we have created there is a community who guide by the truth and act justly according to it. Surat Al-A'raf 181. O you who believe, show integrity for the sake of Allah, bearing witness with justice. Do not let hatred for a people incite you into not being just. Be just, that is closer to heedfulness. Surat Al-Ma'idah 8. At present, we can see clearly the existence of great injustice and an unequal allocation of resources. Images of children starving to death or of people murdering one another for a loaf of bread bring to mind social justice. That the wealth of the 200 richest people amounts to the wealth of 2.5 billion fellow human beings is the most explicit indication of the prevailing unjust system. When there are so many people in need, many affluent people still strive to hoard even more goods to add to their fortunes. Money spent only for pleasure and debauchery or for no purpose at all may well become the way of for hundreds of thousands of people dying of hunger. However, some miserly people still turn their faces away from those who were suffering. In the Quran, Allah describes these people as follows. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. No, indeed, you do not honor orphans or urge the feeding of the poor. You devour inheritance with voracious appetites and have an insatiable love of wealth. Surat Al-Fajr 17-20. Such moral corruption is the result of being selfish and losing the feelings of cooperation and solidarity. In this case, the only solution is to establish the Quran's morality throughout society. For those people who display its morality are just, compassionate, and seek to help those in need. Only through the existence of such morality, excellent people can this world be filled with justice, abundance, and blessings. Some Quranic verses regarding the establishment of social justice on earth are as follows. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. You will not attain true goodness until you give what you love. Whatever you give away, Allah knows it. Surah Al-Imran 92. As for those who hoard up gold and silver and do not spend it in the way of Allah, give them the news of a painful punishment. Surah At-Tawbah 34. O you who believe, give away some of the good things you have earned and some of what the land produces for you, and do not aim toward the defective therefrom. Spending from that while you would not take it yourself, expect with closed eyes. Know that Allah is rich beyond need, praiseworthy. Surat Al-Baqarah 267. Those who give in times of both ease and hardship, those who control their rage and pardon other people, Allah loves the good doers. Surat Al-Imran 134. Charity is for the poor who are held back in the way of Allah, unable to travel in the land. The ignorant consider them rich because of their reticence. You will know them by their mark. They do not ask from people insistently. Whatever good you give away, Allah knows it. Surat Al-Baqarah 273. If someone is in difficult circumstances, there should be a deferral until things are easier. But making a free gift of it would be better for you if you only knew. Surat Al-Baqarah 280. They give food, despite their love for it, to the poor and orphans and captives, saying, we feed you only out of desire for the face of Allah. We do not want any repayment for you or any thanks. Surat Al-Insan 8 and 9. Have you seen him who denies the religion? He is the one who harshly rebuffs the orphan and do not urge the feeding of the poor. Surat Al-Maun 1-3. And how is it with you that you do not give in the way of Allah when he inherits of the heavens and earth belong to Allah? Those of you who gave and fought before the victory are not the same as those who gave and fought afterward. They, the former, are higher in rank, but to each of them Allah has promised the best. Allah is aware of what you do. Surat Al-Hadid 10. The Golden Age will be a blessed period during which people will comply scrupulously with Allah's commands, and as a result, justice, self-sacrifice, and charity will prevail. In this blessed period, the rich will not hesitate to give to the needy, and everyone will think of the good and comfort of others. This spirit of sharing will make everyone enjoy the same level of welfare and will solve many age-old problems such as poverty and hunger.